مرجع آموزش زبان ایرانیان تقدیم می کند irlanguage.com.
The useful idiom of lesson number one is shoot yourself in the foot. So guys, think about it. What happens when you shoot yourself in the foot? Actually, clearly, you will harm yourself, you will hurt yourself. But let's understand the meaning of this idiom. So shoot yourself in the foot means to harm yourself in some way by doing something stupid. Or making a silly mistake. So, I think we must never shoot ourselves in the foot because we might cause some problems or troubles. Let me give you some examples. I think you might be shooting yourself in the foot if you don't take his offer. This is a great opportunity. Yes, I think you should take it. Other examples. My brother has shot himself in the foot twice by turning down buyers for his house. He's making a big mistake. Other examples. Why does Carrie always shoot herself in the foot? By saying the wrong thing. A useful idiom of this lesson, number two, is my lips are sealed. I think you guys can understand the meaning of this idiom. Sealed here means closed or protected. But what does my lips are sealed mean? So, this idiom is said when you are promising to keep a secret. Or, my lips are sealed means I will tell no one this secret or this gossip. We can also say just between you and me. Or, we can say mom's the word. Let me give you some examples and make it more clear. Don't worry, Ted. I'm not going to tell the teacher you cheated. Okay, my lips are sealed, which means I will keep a secret. Let me give you some other examples. Oh, and please don't tell him you saw me here. Don't worry, my lips are sealed. You can certainly trust me to keep my lips sealed about how much money you have in that bank. So, it means that I will keep a secret. Idiom number three, hit the nail on the head. Hit the nail on the head. This idiom is very common, very useful, used in many conversations, and I have heard it in many movies. So what's the meaning of hit the nail on the head? Let's understand. It means to say something that is exactly right or completely true. Or we can say, to describe exactly what is causing a situation or problem. Hit the nail on the head. Try to understand it, guys, and try to use it in your speech. Okay, let's understand it in some examples. When Ted said that Barney couldn't be trusted, so He really hit the nail on the head. He said the exactly right thing. Other examples. Mike hit the nail on the head when he said most people can use a computer without knowing how it works. Exactly. I think Mick hit the nail on the head when he said that what's lacking in this company is a feeling of confidence. He said the exact thing. Idiom number 4, which is very important and essential, is tighten one's belt. What's the meaning of to tighten one's belt? Let's understand the meaning of this idiom. Actually, it means to spend less money than you did before because you have less money. Mm-hmm. So, I believe sometimes we must tighten our belt and spend less money because there are some other necessary things. Okay, let me give you some examples. You can understand it in examples. I've had to tighten my belt since I stopped working full-time. Yes, when you don't have a full-time job, you have to tighten your belt. Example number 2. Things are beginning to cost more and more. It looks like we'll all have to tighten our belts. Mm-hmm. Example number 3. She said the poor must tighten their belt. I completely agree with her. They must tighten their belt. The important idiom, idiom number 5, is frog in throat. What's the meaning of this idiom? Frog in throat. Let's understand. It means to have difficulty in speaking because your throat feels dry and you want to cough. I think this is a very bad condition. When you have a frog in throat and you have difficulty speaking. Let me give you some examples. Example number 1. I had a frog in my throat and I had to clear my throat several times before I could answer. Yes, that's not good. Example number 2. She says she gets a frog in her throat when she is nervous. Mm-hmm. Like me. And the last example says, my dad has a frog in his throat, so he couldn't speak very well. He had difficulties in speaking, actually. Let's learn something very important here. That is, slip one's mind, or slip someone's mind. What's the meaning of this idiom? Let's understand it. Well, it means actually if something slips your mind, it means you forget about it. Yes, I think there are lots of things that might slip our mind. But let me give you some examples to make you understand it more. Example number one. I forgot to arrange a meeting with Richard. It completely slipped my mind. Oh my God. I forgot about the meeting. That's very bad. Example number two, it says, I meant to tell her that Nick had phoned, but it completely slipped my mind. Oh my God, that's terrible. My wife's birthday slipped my mind. This is the most terrible thing that might happen in everybody's life. Please do not forget such important things. Idiom number 7, which is very essential and useful. Lose face. What's the meaning of to lose face? You can see the picture. He's unhappy. But what's the meaning of to lose face? Actually, it means to become less respected by others. Or we can say to be humiliated. That's how you can lose face. But we should try not to lose face, actually. Let me give you some examples here. John is more afraid of losing face than losing money. Yes, money is not important, but your fame is very important. Example number 2. The sales manager lost face with his customers when he continually promised items he couldn't deliver. And example number 3. He refused to admit he made a mistake because he didn't want to lose face. Okay, that's good. Idiom number 8. Come rain or shine. This is my favorite one. Come rain or shine. I think the meaning of this idiom is clear, but let me explain it for you. It means whatever happens, no matter whether it rains or the sun shines. Or we can say, in any sort of weather. Yes, that's the meaning of this idiom, come rain or shine. But let's see how this idiom is used. Number 1. Don't worry, I'll be there, come rain or shine. It means that I will be there whatever happens. I will be there. Yes, there is no doubt. Let me give you other examples. We'll hold the picnic, rain or shine. Sometimes we can say it short, like rain or shine. Example number 3. Come rain or shine, I'll see you on Thursday. Oh, that's a very good promise. Hello everybody, the idiom for today, which is idiom number 9, is to turn yourself in. You see the criminal in the picture? I think he should turn himself in. What does it mean? Well, it means to take a criminal, which is a bad person, to the police or to go to them yourself. Yes, to go to them yourself to admit a crime. But I think criminals don't do that. They don't turn themselves in. Let me give you some examples. Example number one. The hit and run driver turned himself in to the police the day after the accident. Example number two. Turn yourself in. There is no way out. Yes, come on, give up. And next example. She turned herself in to the local police. I think that's a very good decision she just made. Today, I want to teach you something very important, and that's cast an arm and leg. Idiom number 10. What's the meaning of cast an arm and leg? You can see the dollar in the middle of the picture, so it's about money. Well, it means actually in the US, in the UK, also we can say cast a bomb, the earth, or the packet. And it means to be extremely expensive. So cost an arm and leg means something that is very expensive. Example number one. I'd love to buy a BMW car, but they cost an arm and a leg. Exactly. They are very expensive and we cannot afford them. Those opera tickets cost us an arm and a leg. Yes, they are very expensive and we don't have that much money. Example number three. The repair work cost an arm and a leg. That was very expensive. Actually, the word we have for today that is very common in daily conversations of American people or English people is homie. Yes, what's the meaning of homie? Actually, homie is a close friend, a friend that is very close, or we can say a person we like to spend time with. I believe everybody should have a homie. I have a homie, and I spend a lot of time with him. Or we can say her, but it's about mostly boys. Example number one. I and my homie want to go out and play tennis together. That's a very good idea. Have a great time. Example number two. I spend a lot of time with my homie Jack. He's such a friendly person. Example number three. I got your back, homie. Don't worry about anything. I will support you. Yes, that's what best friends for, I guess. Idiom number 12. To give somebody a cold shoulder. Yes, I think we should never give people a cold shoulder. What does it mean? Let's understand. It means to intentionally ignore someone or treat someone in an unfriendly way. Sometimes I think it's very impolite to give someone a cold shoulder, and I think we must not ignore our friends. This is impolite. Let me give you some examples. I thought she really liked me, but the next day she gave me the cold shoulder. Oh, that's really bad. Example number two. What I have done to him. He gave me the cold shoulder. The whole evening at the party. Oh. And the next example. The New England manager gave me the cold shoulder. It means that he just ignored me. Maybe he doesn't like me. I don't know. A very important idiom of today, of this part, is to have egg on your face. Idiom number 13. Maybe you guys have never heard such a thing before, but let's understand the meaning of this idiom. Actually, if you have egg on your face, you look stupid because of something that you have done. Yes, because of something bad and something impolite or embarrassing that you have done, you have egg on your face. Let me give you some examples. Stan had egg on his face after saying he could easily do 50 push-ups. Mm-hmm. And then giving up after doing just 20. That's very funny. Example number two. This latest scandal has left the government with egg on its face. Mm-hmm. Not good for government. Next, I had an accident with my dad's new car. I had an egg on my face. I think that's a very big tragedy. The idiom of this part, idiom number 14, which is very important, is get butterflies in your stomach. Yeah, what happens when you get butterflies in your stomach? Let's understand the meaning of this idiom. It means to feel very nervous, usually about something that you are going to do. Yeah, before something may be difficult, you sometimes get butterflies in your stomach. Let me give you some examples here. Example number one. I used to get butterflies in my stomach before school tests. Yes, most of the students get butterflies in their stomachs before a very important test, I guess. Example number two. I had terrible butterflies before I gave that talk in Italy. Oh my god. He is so cute. Every time he turns and looks at me, I get butterflies in my stomach. Idiom number 15. throw your money around. I think you can understand the meaning of this idiom, to throw your money around. Well, let's understand it. It means to often spend money on things that are not very necessary or important. I think it's a very bad habit to spend money on things that are not very important. I mean, it's a bad habit to throw your money around. Let me give you some examples. I'm not surprised she hasn't got any savings. I've never seen anyone throw money around like Polly. Yes, that's not good to throw your money around. Example number two. He lost his job but still seems to have plenty of money to throw around. Good for him. My mother buys a lot of flashy clothes. I guess she's been throwing her money around. Yes, and my father is very angry with that. The idiom and expression of this part, number 16, is to play innocent. Yes, what's the meaning of to play innocent? Let's understand the meaning. It means to pretend that you do not understand or know anything about something. That's the meaning of to play innocent. Mm-hmm. Now I think you understand the meaning of this idiom. Never play innocent. Let me give you some examples. Don't play the innocent with me. You know what I'm talking about. Yes, don't play innocent. Don't pretend that you don't know. Example number two. There is no need to play innocent. I know you broke the lamp. Mm-hmm. Number three, Johnny's playing innocent, and he knows more than he is telling us. We can use this idiom for those people who pretend that they are saying something else. A very useful idiom for this part, number 17, is kick someone out. What's the meaning of to kick someone out? Let's understand the meaning of this idiom. It means to force someone to leave a place or organization. Yes, that's the meaning of to kick someone out. I remember my teacher always kicked me out because I was a little bit lazy in the class and I didn't listen to him. Let me give you some examples. The manager kicked him out because he always was late for work. I think the manager has the right to do that. Don't be late. Example number two. When the principal caught Lisa smoking in the bathroom, she was kicked out. If you make too much noise in the movie theater, they'll kick you out. Yes. So please be quiet and don't make a lot of noise here. Idiom number 18. Turn one's stomach. Yeah, this is a very bad feeling, actually. When your stomach is turning, yes? But what does it mean? Let's understand. It means to make someone feel sick. Often because they are angry or upset about something. Yes, that's the meaning of turn someone's stomach. Let's understand it in examples. The sight of Joe eating raw fish is enough to turn your stomach. Exactly. That's a little bit terrible to see that. Other examples. The amount of money she spends on designer clothes really turns my stomach. It means it makes me feel bad and sick. Just the smell makes my stomach turn. It means that it makes me feel really sick and bad. A very useful idiom of this part is not cut out for something. Idiom number 19. What's the meaning of not cut out for something? Let's understand the meaning of this one. Well, it means to not be the right type of person for something. You can see the person is a little sad in this picture because he's not the right type of person for the job, and maybe he must leave. Let me give you some examples. Example number one says, I'm not cut out for an office job. It means that I'm not the right type of person for an office job. Maybe I should find another job. Example number two. He did his best, but he just wasn't cut out for farming. Mm-hmm. Number three, I'm not cut out for teaching. I must find a different job. Yes, maybe you will be happier if you find another job. Idiom number 20. Put the blame on somebody. Yes. What's the meaning of to put the blame on somebody? Let's understand. Well, it means to put the blame on somebody means to blame someone or something, or to assign a bad outcome to someone or something. Or we can say in simple language, make someone responsible for a fault, for an error, or we can say a mistake. So that's the meaning of put the blame on somebody. Let me give you some examples. Don't put the blame on me. I didn't do it. It was not my fault. Yes. Don't put the blame on me. Exactly. That's not good. Let me give you other examples. We'll have to place the blame. We can say put or place, no difference. We'll have to place the blame for the damage on the storm. Mm-hmm. Number three, I put the blame for the debt on the last president. Poor president. we always put the blame on him.